Thank you. The recent commemorations of the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the Titanic apparently provided quite the epiphany for many people who knew about it from the wildly popular movie but didn't realize it was a true story. No, I'm not making this up. Here are some of their surprised reactions off of Twitter, where they rushed to express their surprise. Quoting now, "Is it bad that I didn't know the Titanic was real? Always thought it was just a film. Nobody told me Titanic was real. How am I just finding this out? The Titanic was real? I'm never going on a cruise." And so on. I wish I could say that these amazingly underinformed people were just a bunch of grade school kids, but as best I can tell, at least some of them are in their 20s, certainly old enough to have seen the 1997 movie and have their curiosity sparked by it. Or not. One young woman who got burned by her Twitter confession went back online later to protest, quote, "I'm not ignorant. It's not essential to know history like that." And a blogger who identified himself as a college-level teacher called criticism of the Clueless, quote, "unseemly." "Where would they learn about the Titanic?" he asked, quoting again. "In school? I doubt it's taught there, and if it is, it shouldn't be, given everything else that's missing from the curriculum," end quote. Hello? It's not that the Titanic story is the most significant historical fact of all time, but it was an important moment, and the failure to even know it, that it was real, speaks to a lack of curiosity, even when prompted by a cultural phenomenon. The term dumbed down may be overused, but in this case, it applies. And the victims of it ought to take the heat they're getting as a wake-up call to start using the brains they were born with.